The federal government will outline a national plan to eradicate rheumatic heart disease at next week's COAG meeting of health ministers. This country has one of the highest rates of acute rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease in the world. 95% of cases involve Indigenous Australians. More than 6,000 people have been diagnosed with rheumatic heart disease, and up to 150 people die from the condition every year. Most of them are children and teenagers. And it all starts with a preventable sore throat or skin sore. Kathy Van Extel reports.
Every year in Australia, nearly 250 children between the ages of 5 and 14 are diagnosed with acute rheumatic fever. Untreated, it can lead to permanent heart damage and early death or disability. The federal government is looking to engage the states and territories for a more targeted approach in tackling rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease in partnership with Aboriginal communities and health groups. Indigenous Health Minister Ken Wyatt will present a proposed roadmap at next week's COAG meeting.
If we are to be successful at eradicating rheumatic heart disease in this country, it requires a joined-up approach by all of us, and the roadmap comes out of consultation and the development by those who've been involved over a period of time. I've read it. It's a good way forward.
This is really a disease of poverty and disadvantage. One of the real challenges is around housing, isn't it?
It is. It is about the whole construct of a community in terms of crowded housing, certainly hand hygiene. In addition to that, accessing the right services at the right time, particularly primary health care. So it's a combination of all, and that's why it will take Commonwealth and state and territory governments to address this by combining their efforts.
Coming out of the COAG meeting, what are you hoping that you'll be able to have on the table?
Well, I hope my colleagues will endorse it and we establish a group that will work through what states and territories can commit along with the Commonwealth, and then we take that forward and start to implement some of the reforms that we need. Now, some areas will struggle. Housing is a significant one.
The federal government has just announced $35 million from the Medical Research Future Fund for the development of a vaccine to combat rheumatic heart disease. Australia's leading infectious disease experts, coordinated by the Telethon Kids Institute, will identify which vaccines currently being developed should be fast-tracked. Jonathan Karapetes, the director of Telethon Kids Institute, says internationally there are several contenders.
Right now we're aware of four vaccines around the world, including one in Australia, that are looking very promising. We are aware of a number of others that are progressing in the laboratory, and so what we're going to make sure we do is thoroughly look around the world in case there are some other very promising candidates. What we want to do, what we've told the Australian government we want to do, is to pick the most promising vaccine to be the first one to support through this.
One of the front runners is a vaccine developed over the past couple of decades by Professor Michael Good from Griffith University's Institute for Glycomics. Last year, he conducted a first stage human trial involving a single dose of the vaccine. A second trial is due to start by the end of the year or early 2020. He's welcomed this vaccine funding announcement.
It's a long process from where we are now to getting a vaccine which is licensed and commercially available. We have to go through these different stages, phase one, phase two and phase three and so on. We're at phase one, and then we'll be looking to get some support from this announcement to go into phase two after the completion of phase one, then hopefully beyond that as well. So this is hugely important. It's a great boost.
As well as fast-tracking a vaccine, the funding will also go towards work with Indigenous communities interested in being part of a vaccine trial in the future. But a commercial vaccine is at least a decade away. And Anna Ralph, an infectious diseases expert at Royal Darwin Hospital and Menzies School of Health Research, warns that the costs of a business-as-usual approach are high.
If we do nothing over the next decade or so, the numbers will rise to around 10,000 people. $317 million will be needed to be spent on medical care. Over 1,000 will need heart surgery for severe rheumatic heart disease, which in itself is a very expensive procedure and obviously has such huge impacts on individuals and their families to have to go to have open heart surgery. and over 500 people will die from rheumatic heart disease. So there's a very high cost of inaction.
The roadmap to be presented by Ken Wyatt to COAG next Friday was drawn up at the request of the Minister by EndRHD, a partnership of organisations including Telehealth Kids Institute. Jonathan Karapetis says the aim is to eradicate the disease.
If we're going to do it, we have to do it in that sort of comprehensive way. Everybody has to be at the table. And I guess what we also recognise is that it's not just government's job. So we are currently working with our community colleagues, with organisations like the Aboriginal Health Organisations, with the Heart Foundation, the AMA. We've got as many groups as we can at the table to say we stand ready to help with the government agencies as well, so that we can tackle this from all the angles.
And is the problem that it's been a piecemeal approach in Australia to date?
It's without a doubt. We've been at this for a number of years, but both the strategies we've used have tended to try and identify a single silver bullet. Like, for example, let's focus on penicillin injections, which we give every month to people with rheumatic fever to stop them getting worse. What we recognise now is that the places that have really managed to tackle rheumatic heart disease well have done so from every angle. They've used comprehensive approaches and they've empowered communities to take control. And the other thing we've not done is really put the funding in. So whilst we've had great Commonwealth government support to the order of, you know, several million dollars a year, for a problem as profound as rheumatic heart disease, we have by no means put the investment in that we need. You know, this is the single biggest cause of disparity in cardiovascular disease, mortality and burden between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people in the country. It's the, if you like, the epitome of the gap that needs to be closed, and people are dying.
Jonathan Karapetis is the director of the Telethon Kids Institute, ending that report from Cathy Van Extel. And just to repeat those stats, people are dying. As he said, up to 150 people die from this condition each year, most of them children and teenagers. 95% of cases involve Indigenous Australians.